because that theme is permeated right through the Bible. And to give us a bit of background to what we're talking about, Mehdi is going to come up and just read for us from the book of Ephesians, a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, and it has something to say to us about being connected.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to read Bible in Persian. من به سبب خدمت خداوند اینجا در زندان به سر میبرم. از شما التماس میکنم طوری زندگی و رفتار کنید که شایسته مقامتان باشد. مقامی که خدا به شما عطا کرده است. فروتن و مهربان باشید. نسبت به یکدیگر بردبار باشید و به سبب محبتی که به هم دارید از خطاها و اشتباهات یکدیگر چشم پوشی نمایید. سعی کنید همواره متفقا از روح خدا هدایت شوید تا بتوانید همیشه با هم در صلح و صفا باشید. ما همه اعضای یک بدنیم و همگی ما یک روح ساکن است، یعنی روح القدس، و همه ما برای رسیدن به یک امید دعوت شده ایم، یعنی به آن جلالی که خدا برای ما تدارک دیده است. برای ما فقط یک خداوند، یک ایمان و یک تعمید وجود دارد. همه ما یک خدا داریم که پدر همه ما و بالاتر از همه ما و در همه ماست و در تمام ذرات وجود ما زندگی می کند. به این ترتیب او عطایا و استعدادهای خاصی به ما بخشید. به بعضی از ما عطای خاص یک رسول را داده است. به عده این عطا را داده است که از خدا پیغام دریافت کنند و آن را به دیگران اعلان نمایند. به برخی استعداد فوق‌العاده داده است که مردم را به سوی خدا هدایت کنند و به برخی دیگر این توانایی را داده است که مانند یک شبان از قوم خدا مراقبت کنند و ایشان را رهبری نمایند و تعلیم دهند. مسیح این عطایا را با این هدف به ما می‌بخشد که ایمانداران مجهز شوند تا بتوانند بهتر او را خدمت کنند و باعث پیشرفت کلیسا یعنی بدن او گردند و کلیسا به رشد و کمال لازم برسد تا سرانجام همه ما در ایمان و شناخت خود از فرزند خدا متحد شده رشد کنیم و به پری مسیح برسیم. در آن صورت دیگر مانند اطفال نخواهیم بود که در اثر سخنان دیگران و دروغ‌هایی که برای گمراهی ما میگویند هر لحظه نسبت به ایمانمان تغییر عقیده بدهیم، بلکه با عشق و علاقه همواره در پی راستی خواهیم رفت. راست خواهیم گفت، راست عمل خواهیم کرد و راست خواهیم زیست تا به این ترتیب به تدریج در هر امری مانند مسیح شویم که سر کلیسا می باشد. تحت هدایت مسیح است که تمام اعضای بدن او یعنی کلیسا در جای خود قرار می گیرند. هر اندام با روش خاص خود به اندامهای دیگر کمک می کند، به طوری که تمام بدن در تندرستی کامل و پر از محبت رشد می نماید. Thank you.
Connection. Let me start by asking, who here likes to do jigsaw puzzles? Yay! Okay, I love doing jigsaw puzzles. This is the one that's currently sitting on my dining room table. Much to Rob's annoyance, we generally have a puzzle in progress on our dining table. So this is the current one. It's almost done now. But I love the feel of a completed puzzle. I find myself running my hand over it. I love the way all of the pieces fit together. Every piece has its own place. Every piece is needed if that puzzle is going to be a completed picture. I think of the church the same way. We are all pieces of God's big puzzle. Every one of us, every piece has a place. Every one of us, every piece is needed. If we're going to have a complete picture, it's going to take all of those pieces coming together. In his letter to the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul, he presents a different picture. He presents a picture of Jesus Christ and his people, the church. It's an image of who we are and what we're going to look like as we become more and more like Jesus. If you read through the first half of that letter, you'll discover that we are saved by the grace of God, that we've been reconciled to God through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, that we were chosen by God, invited into his family, given his Spirit and marked as his own children. We learn that in God's eyes, there is no longer any ethnic distinction. There is nothing to separate us because God has joined us all together. He said there's no longer any Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. In God's eyes, we are one. He's given us a new identity, an identity that Paul likens to a physical body. And I love this use of imagery. He says, all of you together are Christ's body. Each of you is part of it. He says, the church is Christ's body, and Jesus Christ is the head of the church. It is he who makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Just stop and think for a moment about your own body, about how important all of the different parts are. Think about how much you need all of those different parts. If you're going to stay healthy and strong and continue to be alive, you need those body parts. I mean, imagine thinking that you could survive without your head. It's stupid, right? We all know that if our head is cut off, if it's disconnected from our body, we will die. And yet there are some Christians who seem to think that they can disconnect from Jesus and yet still continue on before. Paul says, you can't. If you disconnect from the head, from the source of life, then you will die. You will die spiritually. You will be separated from God. But what about connection to the rest of the body? I mean, could we get by without that? Do we really need to be connected to each other to survive? As I thought about this, I thought about Rob. And most of you know he's recently had his thyroid removed. He's recently had half his left lung removed. He's still alive, thankfully. He's still functioning. It is a very good thing. He's still functioning, and I'm grateful for that. But there are some things now that he can't do. There are some things now that he can do, but he can only do them in a limited capacity. The church body is the same. When you disconnect from other Christians, you stop functioning as well as you can. I've seen it lots of times. Christians becoming disillusioned with the church. Christians who become too busy to attend regularly. Who think they'll be okay if they stop being part of a church family, that they can still stay strong and healthy and go it alone. But again and again, I watch as over time their relationship with Jesus suffers. Their spiritual growth is stunted. They struggle to be a healthy witness for Jesus. And that's because we need each other. We are created to work together. We're created to be accountable to each other. You know, Paul says, just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body, the church. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. It's a strong word, actually, belong. People like to choose who they belong to. But we're born into a family. We don't get a lot of choice there. When you're part of this church, you belong. You are part of this family. You are no longer your own. You belong to Jesus. And that means you belong to us. If you choose to disconnect, it doesn't just impair your, it doesn't just impair you, it actually impairs us. It impairs our witness. Paul says, as each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. I read that and I realise I want to be part of something that is healthy and growing and full of love, but I can't on my own. My capacity to do that is significantly limited. But when I do it with all of you, it's huge. My capacity grows 100-fold. If you disconnect from us, from the church, then we stop functioning as well as we can. Because we need each other. We need your gifts, your abilities, your life experience, your passion. Jesus expects us to be sharing that with each other for the sake of the kingdom of God. If you choose to not do that, then not only do you hurt yourself, but you also hurt the church. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, but you know, I'm actually really new to this church. Or I'm only very new as a Christian. You might think my English isn't really very good. Or I work. I have children. I'm older. I'm blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Every single person that is sitting here now could easily have reasons for not attending regularly, for not contributing in some way, and they'd be valid. Because guess what? We are all busy. Everyone today crams way too much into their lives. We are all busy. We all have demands on our life. We all have struggles that we're going through. We all have limitations that sometimes can make being connected really hard. But the people who are new to church, or the people with the busiest life or the most demands, are quite often the ones who choose to contribute the most. When I looked at a lot of the people standing up, I noticed that a lot of the people standing up were parents, were people new to faith, were people new to our church, were the seniors in our congregation. Surely the people who probably have the easiest and most excuses. We all have reasons why we could choose to not contribute. And I'm not talking just about financially, though that's one way. I'm talking about by being connected, by attending. I'm talking about making the effort to be here, to come to prayer times, to serve our church in one of those ways that we've just been talking about, to practice hospitality, be part of a connect group, pray, read your Bible, seek after God's best for you, but also for our church and our local community. Paul wrote, God has put each part or each piece just where he wants it. Think about that. God has put each piece just where he wants it. Which tells me that if you are sitting here today, God knows you're here. You're not here by accident. God knows, and he has you here for a purpose. And his purpose is only, and God's purpose, it's only as we are connected, as we are working together, as we are all contributing, that we can ever hope to grow and be healthy and be strong and a witness to this community. Seeing as I love puzzles, I figured we'd do a puzzle. So if you don't like puzzles, sorry about that. I'm going to ask Hayley and Alyssa if they can come out now. And they're going to come around with one of these baskets. And in here is puzzle pieces, which Nazi spent many, many hours and has calloused hands cutting out for us. How about a round of applause for Nazi? I'd like you to, every person here, to take a piece. And if you're a parent, then get a piece. Make sure your kids get a piece, and that includes Abigail, because this is every member of our church family. So the girls are going to pass these pieces out. I want you to take a piece of the puzzle, and then I want you to move to the table that matches the number on the back of your piece. So you'll have a 1, 2, 3, or a 4 on your piece. If you've got a number 1, you need to come to this corner. Number 2, number 3, and number 4. There's glue there, so you need to look at the picture, work out where your piece goes, and glue it on. And this is what our end result will look like. So if you can do that now, that would be great. Cameron, can you stay there and give some assistance if it's required? Once you've put your piece in your puzzle, if you could sit back down so that it just will ease congestion, that would be great. We'll be right back. Okay, if you can sit back down when you've put your puzzle pieces in, that would be great. So there's just a couple of people still going, so carry on and we'll carry on too. But you might have noticed that there are some pieces still missing. So we've still got lots of pieces in here. That is for people who aren't here with us today. So we'll keep maybe put those at the back for people who aren't here today so they can put a puzzle in next week. But it's also just to remind us that there are many people who aren't yet part of our church. So it's actually a good thing to have some missing pieces in our puzzle, something that would normally drive me crazy. I like all of the pieces to be there. But here we have men and women and families who aren't yet part of our church family. And so they represent these pieces that are still waiting to be put in our puzzle. At the rate God is bringing people into our church, I suspect at some point we'll need a bigger puzzle, which is kind of a nice problem to have. Maybe two puzzles. Connecting in 2020, that's going to be our focus for this year. I was talking to Dorothy this morning, and we were talking about how each person in our church is valuable, how every person here is valuable to God. Dorothy was talking about the effort to get here this morning. And it was nice to be able to say, we appreciate your efforts. So the fact that some of you weathered the rain, came by public transport, walked, however you got here, it's very easy for people to say, oh, it's too wet, it's too cold, it's too hot, I'm too tired. So well done for making the effort this morning. We're going to take our church family photo in a moment. But before we do, I want to leave you with just three questions for you to be thinking about over the week. The first one is, are you connected to God? Are you aware of God's presence being with you? Are you aware of God's presence being with you? Do you read your Bible? I don't mean just opening it on a Sunday or hearing it here. I mean during the week, do you actually open your Bible and read it for yourself? Do you talk and listen to God all through the day, no matter what you're doing? Are you interacting with God in your mind, verbally or silently? Seeking, who does he want you to talk to? Where does he want you to go? Asking forgiveness when you go do the wrong thing. Giving thanks for a relationship, something good that happens. We are invited to be connected to God. The second one is, are you connected to this church family? Do you make it a priority to be here regularly on a Sunday? Are you part of a connect group or in a mentoring relationship or meeting with other people from our church family during the week so that you can learn from each other, encourage each other, show support? Remember, we belong to each other and we need each other. Are you serving? Are you contributing in some way to our church's life and witness? My third question is, where do you fit into the puzzle? How are you helping us to be whole and healthy and to have that full picture of who we are in the mission of God? Our music team's going to come and lead us in a final song, and then we're going to clear the stage and come up the front for a photo, which Ray's going to do. So if our music team can come up, and then we'll have our photo. And just a reminder that Morning tea is still over in the hall this morning, followed by lunch. And maybe to avoid getting super wet, go out this way and around. Thanks, Mary.
I believe. Shall we all stand? And then this will be followed by our annual church family photo. Amen. Let's worship the Lord.